Eric, Levi.
Igor, you idiot!
Yes, master?
I need two pairs of vocal cords!
Yes, master!
Shuck the body! Shuck the body, body! Shuck! I've given you a voice! Now podcast for daddy!
Welcome to Frights for Vampires.
That's pretty good.
We're off our regularly scheduled programming, though.
Officially breaking the format for one special holiday episode.
Special day.
Yeah. We're here for our little Halloween broadcast.
From the prime time, bitch!
Talk about some movies that are... Talk about movies today.
Talking about
that are,
a movie.
Yeah. That are near and dear to
a
our
movie
heart.
Series.
A movie. Yeah, movies.
You know, it would actually make more of sense if we ever watched a Chucky film to have done that, because they made a show now of that.
Sorry, what film?
The name is Chucky.
Not familiar with that at all.
No, you know it because you have all these posters of Tina Valentine all over your room.
I don't know who that is.
That'd be so fucking funny. Just a dude who's like posters wall to wall with posters of a doll from the Chucky.
She's so hot, dude.
That I can perfectly imagine a guy that like that who exists, because Tina Valentine is basically just the doll version of that anime girl from Death Note.
Sure.
And I don't have to... No one can challenge me on this.
The funny part, never seen a Chucky movie, and I know the fucking... I know Tina Valentine, I know Glenn and Glinda.
I have an idea of what she looks like.
I know this because...
She has
on the Chucky
hair
show.
She wears black, I think.
Yeah.
Have you watched more of that?
No, I haven't.
The show I've never heard of?
You've seen more of it than I have.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've
you
only
were,
seen
you
one
were saying,
clip.
You were saying on the Chucky show, so I thought
yeah.
You had watched four.
I've only seen one clip, which is the one where Chucky goes, gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
Is that... So that's just like a comedy. Like a horror comedy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that what it always was?
That's what those movies became. I think they were... Like, it was kind of a horror in the first one.
Yeah. We care about a different undead child killer, though.
Yeah. Another wisecracking...
Another wisecracking jokester holds our heart.
Another hero, as one director would say.
That's so fucking funny. I can't believe he was like... He's like James Bond.
He's like the... That's what people come to see. I like the idea of... If they come to see him, then he's like the hero.
Yeah, dude. They're coming to see him. He's the hero.
Michael Myers is the hero
of the
Halloween movies.
He's the protagonist, dude. He's protagonist in whatever fucking woman he's trying to kill that day. That's the antagonist.
Well, in your film, they are.
Every woman's antagonist in my movies. What do you mean? Mr. Fred Krueger.
Yeah, we're here to talk about the Nightmare Before Elm Street movies. So we're here to talk about Nightmare on Elm Street.
There's still something so funny about Nancy, the lead in the original, pulling the hat out of the dream and going like, it says Fred Krueger on the inside. Just markered in so we couldn't lose it.
That would be a funny bit in like a scary movie parody, would be if they like they meet Freddy. They'd have Brenda do it, because they like to have her be like, oh hell no, and like try to beat up the monster or something. So she would encounter Freddy, and then she'd start giving him a wedgie, and then when she gets pulled out of the dream, she's got his underwear and it has his name written on it. That'd be
kind of what Kelly Rowland tries in Freddy versus Jason.
They all beat
the
his ass.
The last of the Freddys. No.
Yeah, she pulls his ear off.
That's the other. That's Lori. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, and that is just like, Freddy, you have a little dick, and you're scared of Jason because he has a big one, which is so funny.
Like, well, like, because he's got those little tiny knives.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, Freddy's a speed fighter, you see, and Jason's a heavy, he's a tank.
She calls him a little F slur. That would be so funny. He'd be like, yo, I'm canceling fucking Kelly Rowland over. When she's that was the worst fit of all time, which is really what you can only keep thinking about as you watch the Nightmare movies.
Yeah, he's not scary.
How goddamn awful this red and green sweater is.
Yeah,
it's a stupid hat.
It's like Chucky can be colorful because like he's like a doll, so he's scary on those grounds.
Yeah,
but like Michael and Jason both are pretty solid. Like they're just pretty standard. Like
yeah, we don't speak.
Not a lot of colors.
Yeah.
Like, Jason is probably the most colorful, but it's like, he's got like the right tones where it's like he's waterlogged, you know, it's like browns and greens. If there's any like blues, they're like kind of light. Yeah. And then Michael's kind of the same way, very like muted tones. Freddy, on the other hand, is wearing a fucking Christmas sweater.
Yeah, for some reason. Wears a sign that says child murderer on it.
Yeah, and then the later movie's Child Diddler.
Yeah. No?
Well, later movie.
Yeah, the one that doesn't even count, dude.
It's a reboot, dude, it counts.
No, because I didn't watch it.
Hey, you want to watch
it? I didn't watch it, so it doesn't matter, and we can't talk about it. And
what about the one where he turns a guy into a motorcycle?
Signature weapon I've ever seen. Oh, we can talk about that one.
Talk about that one?
He turns a guy into a motorcycle, dude.
We're talking about Nightmare on Elm Street.
Worst signature weapon I've ever seen. The, like...
The hand knives.
Knives coming out of the hand.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's... I don't know. It's iconic. People remember it. It's little knife hands.
Yeah.
It's good for when he's walking down and he's dragging him on a little rail. It's like... and sparks come up.
It does work on that level.
Yeah. It works on some levels, but it's not as scary as... Well, Michael and Jason don't... Well, no, Jason has a signature weapon. So does Michael. It's just that they interchange them a lot. Michael's picking up other things, and Jason picks up other things in his movies a lot.
Yeah, and Freddy picks up other things in Dream World.
Kind of.
He becomes a big old slug.
But that's more just like he's just ditching the weapon entirely. Well, Michael and Jason do that too. They spin people's heads around a lot.
They don't become slugs.
They don't become slugs. I mean, they ditch their weapons.
That's why Freddy is, despite being the most loser of the bunch, such a fucking loser. That's all these movies. You just feel these dork vibes coming from him. Not even from like the child killer thing or anything. He's just this wisecracking loser. The jokes aren't funny.
Yeah.
He's like, like the best he has. He's just like, "Come here, bitch."
He just says
like,
bitch
that's
a
like
lot.
The scariest they could think of for him.
He had like one line where he like where it seemed like so like.
I'm sure if I was a woman, I'd feel terrified of a man like this. Of a man who like you see him and you're like, all right, I get he's a child killer, but also how many Funko Pops did they have to have burned when they fucking killed him?
They, so, everyone remembers him as, like, the wisecracker who does puns and stuff, but, like, as we watch, there's not that many, like, puns, really, that are relevant. There's, like one that I remember when he shoves a girl's head into a TV where he says, "You're gonna get your big break!" But, like, other than that, a lot of his puns aren't really, like, relevant to what's going on sometimes.
Yeah, they're not really
relevant. He's usually, like, saying something.
I thought you were saying he wasn't doing them. Like, even in one, he's cracking jokes.
No, he's cracking jokes. He's just, like, people are... He's, like... It's, like, everyone's kind of remembers him as, like, the guy who's, like... He's, like, a knife to meet you guy. But
yeah.
Instead, he's just kind of, like, a jackass who's just
says exactly.
I'm trying to think. There was one where he said a pun. You got really mad about it. Because he said something, and you were like, "That doesn't make any sense. Why do you say that? This doesn't..." What was it? Oh, it was, he likes soul food. He's eating pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's stupid.
That's how his jokes work all the time.
They could have had different props. He controls the dreams. He didn't have to bring pizza out.
Well, Freddy is racist and sexist, is what we've learned.
Yeah, and that's the worst things about him.
Remember when he goes after, you said her name was Kelly Rowland?
Yeah, yeah, he from Destiny Child, dude.
All right. He goes after her... And he comments like, "Dark meat," and you're like,
"Oh, God,
Jesus."
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, this." So this was the tail end of this being acceptable in a movie, I guess, of that era.
Worst thing about him.
What about the child killer part?
Yeah, that's second. That comes second to me. Oh. I guess you're gonna excuse racism.
I think
you're about
children.
To excuse
maybe you should
woman
try to
hating.
Protect children.
Huh. Yeah, I am protecting children by creating a better world for them. One where that kind of intolerance, we go, "Hey, buddy, that's not allowed."
You can either cover his mouth to stop him from saying the N-word, or you can save a child from being stabbed in the eyes with his knives. What do you pick?
Listen.
You have to pick one.
I understand.
It's a binary.
No, I'm saying I understand how attractive the second option of saving the child is.
I see how you fall into this trap.
That child, gonna grow up, right? Gonna become, oh what, another child killer? Maybe. I can't know that. I can't know whether yes or no to that question. I do know one thing, gonna die eventually. You know what won't die?
Freddy, if you don't
stop him. A better world.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Freddy if you don't stop him, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well, yeah, Freddy doesn't die if you stop him.
Freddy, yeah, that's true. Freddy's always coming back.
Yeah. That's the funniest bit, is their just inability to maintain an idea throughout this series.
Yeah, Freddy has, like, the least consistent rules out of, like, all the slashers.
Yeah.
Because, like, they make Michael kind of, like, supernatural later on, but, like, for the most part, like, Michael's a guy who's, like, supernaturally strong because he's evil.
Yeah. Well, he's not supernaturally strong.
He's like,
he just is strong.
Okay, he's like a guy who has been, like, just locked up, sitting, like, yeah, dormant. There's yeah, no exactly. reason for him to be that strong.
Nah, because that's the conceit of Old Boy, too. And if you're saying Old Boy can't
okay,
work,
but then when he's, like, 60, he's still unnaturally strong.
Yeah, but I haven't seen those movies. I've only seen one.
I don't mean it in, like, a paranormal way. I just mean it is not natural how strong he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I've said it before. Just, there's no way I could imagine being frightened at this time of Michael as Michael Myers.
But here's what I'm saying. If you lived in that world and you watched him pick up a guy by his head and then squash it, you'd be like, you wouldn't be like, well, he's old, that's not real. You'd be like, oh, I just watched him do that, I'm gonna leave.
Listen,
now.
I get it. I'd be like, wow, what a freak, but then I just knock his walker down.
He doesn't have one in the movie. He doesn't need him.
Oh yeah. That guy
doesn't
need
him. You saw the
movie! I said I didn't. I don't know why you yelling
saw,
at me.
You didn't see the 2018 one?
No.
Oh,
why
well,
would I
okay.
have done that?
Well, I'll let you. I'm gonna spoil you on something. He doesn't ever use a walker, and he doesn't ever need one.
I'm pretty sure the guy who's famous for a murder, fucking 40 years ago,
Levi watching what you're like watching one of those like you 20 things you missed in Halloween 2018, and it's got the little red circle. Levi's just zooming in, like, all right, where's the cane?
Yeah. I watched it. I'm sure I'm gonna fucking find one for you that he's using. Listen, Jason can come back right now. You know why? He's super.
He's
natural.
A zombie.
He's a zombie.
All
actually,
I was trying to
aged.
Say...
He aged between being a dead child and being a zombie. So, you know what? Maybe he will keep aging. Maybe Jason's also an old man now. I don't know. The movies haven't gone that far.
All I was trying to say was, out of all the movies,
yeah,
Jason and Michael, mostly yeah. consistent, Freddy is the only one who just can't really stick to a gimmick.
Yeah.
He's got one thing in his dreams, and then after that, he's like, all right, all bets are off.
Yeah, and immediately, the second movie, they're like, we're going to pull him right out those dreams. He's in the
yeah.
real world. Did not do that ever again.
Yeah, first one, they did it in Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah, but...
That's canon.
I guess so.
I think.
It can't be because they kill him at the end of the series. That's just
he's not
a new
dead.
Thing. No, so, I'm saying Freddy's dead. The one that kills him.
No, he comes
it
back.
Kills him.
Because he comes back. And because he comes back.
Yeah, because they're not real.
No, those
These
are real.
Are franchises.
No, those
and
are
they
real
can kind of just go like, nah, we're going to bring him back.
I was looking into it. I think they might reference characters from the Freddy series.
Yeah, I was looking into it. I'm pretty sure Freddy's real.
I've been doing my research and I've encountered a sleep demon.
And I'm pretty sure
yeah.
Freddy's real.
In the first one, he's like a sleep monster. But I barely remember the second. In the third one, or the fourth one, they're like, we gotta bury him on hallowed ground. we gotta send him to Jesus.
Yeah, that's the third. That's Dream Warrior.
Dumbest series of horror movies.
It is so fucking awesome. Yo, this shit's so cool. It's also,
so
we've
dumb.
Talked about it before, but it's intensely funny. I don't know for what reason that Freddy in those movies is a child murderer, but not also a child diddler. Like, it's, like, so, in the way not all squares are rectangles, not all child diddlers are child murderers.
But you think
but
that...
But every
think that
square
the overlap is
a
yeah.
rectangle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every child killer is in it because they're a child diddler. I can't imagine a scenario where someone's, like, driven by this vicious hate for children, where they're a child killer, but they're like, yo, I... Don't accuse me of that, though. Don't even... Jesus, dude, that's fucked up. Don't accuse me of that. I just killed the kids.
Yeah, it's super weird. It's also weird that, like,
in the movies, he's only worried about teens.
Well, it probably doesn't... Well, yeah. Well, so in the first and, like... In, like, the first and third... No, not the third, because Nancy's, like, kind of grown up at that point. But, yeah. Like, in the first one, it's almost kind of implied that, like... That, like,
that it's the generation of kids.
Yeah, that's that generation that he couldn't get, that they've grown up. So, like, that's why. But...
Which is fun for him to, like, lay dormant. He's, like, dead for years, and he's like, hold on! I got into Dreamland?
By, like, three, it's kind of like, alright, he's... Like, it seems like he's been active, but he's just been avoiding Nancy. Which, I think they don't go far enough with that. Nancy shows up, and it kind of, it's like, she's been doing research into dreams, like, she's got this hypnosil thing. But then, like, when she encounters Freddy again, like, that's the first time he's seen her since. I feel like she should have been fucking jumping into dreams all over the place, trying to beat Freddy's
ass. She can't jump into dreams.
I know she can't, but... That's what they should have done.
The other little girl is able to pull her into the dream.
I know that. There was also a Freddy movie there where they were going to do time travel. I'm saying that someone should have been working on the script a little bit more. They don't go far enough with the Dream Warriors aspect.
I think they shouldn't have made Freddy too.
I also think... I definitely agree.
Although...
I think I might have... I feel like I might have been like falling asleep for that movie, and I don't remember like anything from it.
With this said... The scene where the dude, like, is asleep and Freddy makes him go to the S&M gay bar. His coach is there. And the coach and Freddy make him go to the gym and then make him shower. That's all super good. And then, like, he turns into Freddy to kill the coach. That's incredible, man. What a good sequence.
It's so crazy to me how quickly they went, like... Let's do something different with this one. Let's break away from the formula here. And you're like, by the first movie, it's not a formula yet.
Yeah. The second one, they're like...
I guess that's what they were thinking when they made it.
I think the audience is a little bored with that dream stuff we were doing. That, like, dream stuff that they liked where they're like, yo, let's explore this dream world territory. I think they want to bring them into the real world.
I also like that Freddy is called the Bastard of 100 Maniacs.
Yes, yeah, that's stupid. Awesome.
Apparently, I was looking up some stuff. Apparently, the fifth movie, Dream Child,
yeah.
Is about Freddy has a kid. That's like the protagonist, vaguely, is that Freddy had a son. That's what Wikipedia said, anyways.
Well,
the main character finds out he is Freddy's son, is what Wikipedia says.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. He goes, that's so cool.
That's why he's called the Dream Child. He's the child. He should be called the Nightmare Child.
Well, the Dream Child is a different thing.
I think there should be a dichotomy.
Yeah.
Freddy is not the Dream Master. He has nightmare powers.
Yeah.
The Dream Warriors have dream powers.
Yeah. Freddy's never been the Dream Master.
But I know that. I'm just saying...
You keep calling him that, though!
You... What? Oh, so you think he's not the Dream Master, huh?
I do! You know why? Because that girl who was having him murder all those kids...
They don't say that Hypnosil suppresses your nightmares. They say it suppresses dreams. Freddy says the nightmares are two different things. Dreams are nice, nightmares are bad.
That's not... First of all, we don't know how dream deprivation will affect these kids.
That's so funny. They need those dreams.
That's probably the best line in any movie.
It's really good, yeah. The doctor implying, like, kids need dreams. You're like, no, I think, like, they don't. Because that seems to be where the bad stuff's happening. All the evidence seems to suggest there's something bad going on in these dreams.
It's so cool. It's like if you said you should prescribe cold and flu medicine and the doctor's like, you need the sneezes, idiot!
Well, the other funny thing is that I was like, there's like a lot of drugs that kind of like suppress dreams just like as side effects. So you have just like dreamless sleep.
Effect, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not, yeah, there's not a bunch of dreams. Yeah, there's a bunch of dream drugs.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I'm like, Hypnosil doesn't, that's not a real thing, dude.
You have to let me finish the sentence. that was actually something they cut out, was that she was trying to shill for Hypnosil before the other dream drugs could get in.
Dude, that needs to be
She's working for Big Dream.
Dude, I'm trying to get into manufacturing real-life Hypnosil.
Making a cyberpunk Freddy, it's all about all the dream drug corporations fighting each other. But no, like, there's drugs that kind of, like, mess with your dreams, yeah, or whatever. Sure. So it's very weird for this guy to be like, no, that's the one thing we want these kids to keep. Dreams.
Yeah.
Like, what?
We need them to have these terrifying nightmares.
It's like, you keep locking them up in solitary. How can you care about them?
That's so cool. There's three suicides. They think suicides. It's obviously murder by Freddy, but... They think there's been three fucking suicides.
I'm not fully convinced they're murders. I'm not fully convinced. We know that Freddy makes them kill themselves in this movie, whereas in the first movie, he lifts them up like a ghost. I was going to say for a second, like, I'm not fully convinced Freddy's real.
You know, I don't think Freddy's real.
I think this is all just a big hallucination.
Like, I get it. And they're basically right, if you know anything about fucking, like... institutions, like, oh yeah, they're brutal, hellish places, and they try to kill you. So it's like, I get it. At the same time, if there's three fucking murders in a ward of seven kids...
Well, three suicides.
Three suicides?
Yeah.
In a ward of seven kids, generally, it's still not like, yeah, that guy's gonna keep being in charge of that.
Yeah.
That fucking lady doctor who's saying, like, we need to keep the kids locked in cages sleeping all the time. She's probably not going to keep her fucking job.
That
as terrible as institutions are.
Do
yeah.
you remember what was the name of that institution in that movie? It wasn't called Weston Hills, was it?
I think it was called Weston Hills
in Freddy vs. Jason, so I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be the same place
or
not.
Yeah, I think that it is.
Because in Freddy vs. Jason, they show up to... They find all the kids that are, like, hooked up to sleep machines or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like... That, it's, I mean, it's not a great, like, it's not a, like, specific, like, it's not a particularly well-done movie, but I do think that would be kind of an interesting detail, is like, well, yeah, but this is what happened when the ward kept getting run over the other lady. She just kept giving them Hypnosil and then locked them up the dream machine. We kept overdosing these kids on Hypnosil.
Yeah.
Hypnosil also, like, isn't a, it's not a sleep, it's not like a sleeping pill.
No.
It's just a... It's specifically it's, yeah, like it's a dream suppressant.
Yes.
So it's weird that it's like they gave him too much Hypnosil and they never woke up. And you're like, is that how that works?
Yeah. That's also, why it's not FDA approved.
It is. It's fucking hilarious that after 30 years, Hypnosil is still not fucking FDA approved.
The creativity, though, that's pretty top tier.
Say what?
The creativity of the nightmares is pretty top tier, though.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's what you come for.
Yeah,
that's what they come. That's what people come to see. Okay. In my opinion, I think that Mr. Rennie Harlan was wrong. I think that nightmares are the hero.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, it's the nightmares. Because like two terrible, obviously no good, no good kills, all that. But number one, even number one, where it's like it starts with the common stabbing, throwing her all around of the girl.
Yeah.
To show all this. There's still so much that's so good and creative. The tongue out the phone, that classic fucking shot. Mm. I'm your fucking now, Nancy.
That's Johnny good. Depp getting sucked into a blender that sprays his blood all over the
scene.
Again, it really starts to, like, you start to kind of blend the line because you go, like, all right, like, him getting sucked into the bed is the dream. Mm-hmm. But then, like, they do find him in just chunks, and I do.
Yeah, he is gooped.
When the police come in, they gotta be like, well, does the bed look like a big blender? What does the bed look like? What did Freddy make real?
Yeah, what do you think the ruling for that, for those cops was? You think there was, like...
Suicide.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you think they had to just go, like, well, no one could have done this. Hey, Sheriff John, if the fucking guy is just goop now, just the blood, like all the bones and meat and all of that's just juices.
By that point, their one suspect had already been killed.
Yeah.
So they really have no one to blame it on at that point. Like, the cops couldn't have been like, well, we think that Rod might have turned this guy, he might have turned Johnny Depp's blood into a blender secretly, and this might have been his revenge.
It's such a good... scene where Nancy's breaking every window in the house, and then there's cops outside on her fucking road staring at her, just going, do you think we should get her dad yet?
This that bitch is going insane over there. What the fuck?
Yo, she's freaking out.
Hey, Thompson, check this out. She's going wild over there.
Freddy's, like, in every fucking window coming down these stairs.
You see him passing by, his silhouette passing by every
just
window.
Over and over.
Claw hand and goofy hat.
Yeah, and they keep just going like,
that looks like the exact description of the man she described.
I don't know I should get him yet. I don't want to bother him.
I'm also not going to try to go over there myself.
He's working. Nancy, could you go to bed, darling? He's working.
Your papa's working.
Your papa's working.
Just her being so slung good, through, man. Like, slung around past windows and shit, like, watching Freddy, like, trying to kill her, and they're just like, huh, what is going on over there? That's crazy. That daughter is
fucking
crazy.
That's fucking fucked up, dude.
Yeah. She got her hair scared white.
Yeah, yes, that's so cool. And then it happens again in the best one, Wes Craven's
The thing
Nightmare.
About these movies is that the movies aren't necessarily, like, great, but they have, like, really fun details.
I think, at very least, New Nightmare is legitimately great.
New Nightmare is a great idea.
Yeah.
New Nightmare is such a great idea. And I do think it's very well executed.
Yeah, it's very well executed. Not perfectly, because there is that scene where she wakes up and they're like, yeah, we stole your baby. We in the hospital decided to steal your baby.
Yeah, the hospital stuff starts to get a little, like, you start to go like, are we just, like, and are we, like, entirely in a dream? Like,
the
what's
babysitter,
happening right
now? Yeah, I thought so because of how fucking everything was going, and then the babysitter being so down to fucking clown when she's like, make sure they don't put my baby to sleep. And she's like, you have to keep awake. Your mommy wants you awake. And stabs the nurse with the needle.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. Yo, that babysitter was fucking fully signed up for this shit.
Deserves
that's
fucking
insane.
A raise, man. Yeah. That's fuck.
She's like, we're going to keep paying you the babysitter's salary.
Yeah.
You, her parents. It's like, you're going to give me, $5 every week. man, what a great series of movies. But yeah, I don't think like they're necessarily great. Like it, the way I rate them, like I probably end up watching like the Halloween movies if I was going to choose like horror movies slasher.
Yeah.
I'd watch the Halloween movies first. I do kind of think Freddy movies are more entertaining than like Jason movies.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to watch them alone, I feel like you would at least be more entertained by like I would probably be more entertained by a Freddy movie alone than I would by a Jason movie alone.
Yeah.
If I was watching them with a group of people, it'd be a little different because I feel like the Jason movies are very goofy.
It kind of depends which Jason, but they do get super fucking goofy.
Not that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it or anything, cuz we're here talking about a Nightmare, but Jason Takes Manhattan is
That's so good. Perfect. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's a perfect film. Thank you very much.
Teleports in that one.
Teleports.
We were so fucking confused when we were watching.
If you
that.
Haven't seen Jason Takes Manhattan, one, they don't go to Manhattan for very long.
But they go.
They do.
They make good on the climb.
Does he take it? I don't know. Two, Jason develops the ability to teleport at some point.
If
that or he has, like, shadow clones. I don't know how it works.
If your monster can't take a sewer, I don't think they can be considered as having taken Manhattan.
He can barely hold a fucking an alley.
It's
one city block.
Ally to women, Jason. He fucking stops.
That's true.
What's
he
her
does,
name from
he,
getting raped?
Yeah, he does stop a rape.
Fucking ally to women, dude.
Yeah,
even know. That's why fucking we gotta send him against Freddy. That's the reason.
That's the reason. Yeah.
It wasn't Freddy awakening Jason and do with this shit. Those kids awaken him. They're like, yo, you gotta take this.
You gotta take
this little freak down.
You gotta take this little pervert down. We hate him.
We got some kind of, like, Elliot Rodger guy around here, fucking around. He killed kids, and now he's keeps saying that's, he needs children's soul. It's cool to be like, I need children's souls, and going after 18, 19-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. So,
the souls of the children, Nancy!
After watching Freddy vs. Jason, I will say, at least that part seems relatively more consistent to me now. Because it seemed like they had kind of changed up how Freddy worked from souls to fear. But Freddy vs. Jason is just asserting that Freddy has no power, and so he needs the fear to power him up just a little bit so he can kill people again. Then maybe he'd get more souls and stuff. Now, I don't know how the remake works, but also I don't care.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. It's not really Freddy. He's not making jokes.
Yeah, it's not Freddy,
that
because
much.
He's like a fucking 4 foot
nothing. He's a little he's a little
Jack Earl Haley is jacked and all, but it is funny to see him be like, oh, I'm gonna get ya, and be like, dude, I'm gonna put a hand on your head and you're not gonna be able to come much closer to me.
He's just gonna be swiping like
that fucking image I keep sending you just makes me crack up every time I see it in my fucking phone. There's this like picture from the
He's doing the face now, but there's this picture from that remake where he's just like hunched over on himself and like looking up bit. And making like a weird smile. It's just like the best shit. I love it. And you're like, yo, what a cute little man. What a handsome little devil. And he's like, I need little kids. And you're like, all right, hey, you need to calm down. Hey, someone needs to do something about you, buddy. Because I'm fucking peeved off at you now, Freddy.
Yo, I'm pretty fucking pevved right now.
Yo, Mr. Freddy, I think I'm peeved off at your whole dream-killing situation.
You're really starting to peeve me off, bro. So, yeah, the Nightmare movies are fun. They're stupid, but they're fun.
Yeah, I like that 3, which is the set of, like, the really iconic ones of, like, the
That seems to be the one that I hear people talk about the most. Like, Dream Warriors just seems to be, like, the kind of stuff people get down for.
Yeah, I mean, 1, 2. Which
yeah, that's also you know,
the big break for
classic, yeah.
Mr. Depp.
Mr. Good old Mr. Depp.
Mr. Johnny Depp, who didn't beat his wife.
He's like, in the movie, at first he's like a weird goof dweeb, but then as soon as, like, the guy who's bullying him gets locked up, he's like, well, I gotta adjust. I gotta be more of a prick now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
becomes a little yeah. More of an
that
asshole.
Was so cool, dude. He had to fill in that role.
Yeah, he's like, well, I gotta balance out this ecosystem.
It's the funniest shit in the world that like Johnny Depp was briefly fucking like canceled for wife beatery, and he like just is like, first of all,
no one has been gaslit like first Johnny of Depp all, has been gaslit.
Yeah.
First of all, I was getting my ass beat.
I have these tapes of her just beating the shit out of my ass. You're like, yo, for real? And he's like.
He didn't get canceled like a Kevin Spacey or something. Yeah, no. I think he was still getting work throughout all of it. It was just that people were like, wow. He was just one of the celebrities that people could be like, wow, what a piece of shit.
Wow, can you believe that the, keep wanting to say Wizard of Oz. It's Harry Potter. I'm so fucking dumb.
The Harry Potter of Pirates?
Oh, because it's something like Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yes, Crimes of Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
I think.
Grizzly Pot.
Now I'm not confident anymore.
The Grimes of Crimson.
He's a character that doesn't exist in the main movies that they made books out of.
Yeah.
So you don't have to care. This is a cash
but,
grab.
But I swear, when that was out, specifically the Min Bin Bam Boys, called it wrong again, huh, boys? I swear, that being like, canceled or whatever... Johnny Depp is in this one, so we can't see it. And you're like, we're gonna see that movie?
Yeah.
You're gonna see that one?
See, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm not just fucking, you know, see something that kind of resembles a target. I'm gonna fire my guns at it. I'm not gonna fan the hammer for nothing. I'm gonna wait till I line my iron sights up and I know what I'm looking at. Yeah, I was waiting to hear if maybe secretly a lady was beating him up instead of him beating her up.
Yeah. Oh, I already alleged it.
I've been alleging.
I was already alleging, and I was like,
Levi read the headline that Johnny Depp abused Amber Heard, and he was like, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I went, Edward Scissorhands? If anything, I know how this story goes. She was being him, right? And I was right.
Yeah, 10 years later.
10 years later. Yeah, that's just so funny, man. It's just so funny. Imagine a dude being like, just like, yo, that dude's some kind of fucking killer, right? And then it coming out, he's just like, actually, he caught the killer.
Yeah, it's a redemption arc, bro.
It's a real redemption arc.
You want to know who my favorite people
this
are?
This is, uh-huh.
My favorite people are the ones who react to Johnny Depp by being like, they're both bad. because they haven't, like, relinquished the idea that, like, the story that Johnny Depp was the beater.
Yeah.
But they believe that Amber Heard did it also. Yeah. So they're just like, yeah, they're both hitting each other.
The one that I like is the one that's like, she beat him, and also that makes him a coward or a loser for it. Because you're like, yo, what the fuck? And they're like, yo, did you see how he cowardly released tapes that proved him innocent? And
can you believe he was sitting on this for years?
Yeah. You're like, okay, man, I feel like it's kind of weird. You're like, woof. What a fucking freak trying to clear his own name out.
It's pretty funny. It's all pretty funny.
The whole situation's hilarious.
But we're not here to talk
about...
You
can't even walk straight in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
But we're not here to talk about the late Johnny Depp.
I am.
Huh?
What?
We're here to talk about our favorite actor, Robert Englund.
Robert Englund.
In his one movie season.
Yeah.
Similar to how Johnny Depp was being accused of being the beater, but then had caught the beater. Freddie actually isn't a child
killer.
Freddie's
not a child killer.
Nancy is.
Yeah, and that's what Nancy's up to.
Oh, that would be...
I think...
That would be a great movie, would be if Freddie invaded the dreams of, like, the police to convince them that Nancy was doing crimes, that Nancy was a child killer, and then Nancy got locked up and she had to clear her name.
Yeah, White Candyman. That'd be awesome if she was White Candyman.
That's what the first Candyman is, actually. she becomes Candyman. It already is White Candyman.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's funny that you're saying White Candyman, but that is, basically the plot of the first one.
Oh, yeah, but
sorry, instead, but it's just
Freddy Krueger is going to be White Candyman, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You want to make 14 ghosts?
Huh?
You want to make 14 ghosts?
We should do 16 ghosts, and it's like a sequel to 16
Candles. We should do 16 Candles! The one I said we should do 16 Candles.
16 Ghosts! No, we're doing Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street's about a guy who's kind of just a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not like a cool freak like Michael and Jason. He's like, I mean, I said it before, a dork-ass loser.
I think that just comes with the territory of, like, when you make him talk.
I think it comes with the territory of a fucking red and green, green sweater.
Yes, but, like, I feel like all of that is, like, part of, like, well, this guy's gonna talk. Chucky's the same way. You make him talk.
Yeah.
No one else can apparently think of anything besides, let's make him make jokes.
You make him talk and everyone loves him. There's a scene in Nightmare 4, where Freddy, like, kills this girl on her dream beach, and he just tosses on sunglasses and stares at the camera.
Rules. He doesn't kill her, he just pushes her to another dream, because that's Kristen.
Freddy Miami, dude.
Freddy Miami.
Yeah, dude. Miami Vice Freddy. That's our fucking movie.
Is that our movie?
That's our movie, dude.
Levi just wants an excuse to have Freddy in sunglasses all the time. Yeah, Freddy in sunglasses, and he's got, like, the badge on a chain around his neck.
Yeah, and he's got the fucking, like...
the shoulder holsters.
The, like, off-white fucking Don Johnson blazer on. All of that.
Over his fucking shitty, ratty sweater. It's like,
yeah, dude.
The sleeves, like, poking out under the blazer.
Yeah, dude. He looks so fucking rad this time.
Who's his partner?
Like, shit.
Who's his partner?
Jason. They made up.
That checks out.
Yeah, because when you...
There's no one else that does dream
stuff,
right? The
end of Freddy versus Jason, there probably is, but I'd have to think about it. At the end of Freddy versus Jason, he comes out of the water, Jason does, with Freddy's head, and then Robert Bellman as the head just, like, kind of looks around and winks at the camera.
And Robert Englund?
What? Is it not Bellman? Because I'm pretty sure I've been saying Bellman this whole goddamn time.
I thought you might have said something weird the first time I heard you, but I was kind of distracted. But yeah, it's Robert
Englund. Robert Englund. The guy who has a nice lunch with Heather Langman in New Nightmare. That guy, he like winks at the camera.
That's fun. That's how you know. That's how you know you can't kill him.
Yeah, and so they're friends now.
They're friends. They're good buds.
And so, yeah, in ours... Jason, who's...
Oh, that's perfect, because then you have a great excuse to just have jacked Jason from Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yeah. Plus, it's like...
You have Jason from the Worthy Kids animation.
Jason hates one thing most of all.
Teens having sex. Yeah,
because
that's how he died.
Teens have sex more than... fucking Miami Beach, dude.
As we learned in Freddy vs. Jason, if that camp counselor had not been railing a lady on the front porch of a building...
That's from fucking number one on. Number one on, the mother's killing these counselors because she's like, you all were having sex instead of letting my boy not die.
They're like, what?
And you're like, well, maybe if your kid had, like, a face... that allowed one eye to see, he'd be alive today. He wouldn't have drowned in there when he walked off the pier.
You can't blame a kid's death on being ugly.
Dude, no, I'm saying he walked off the pier because he went and he was trying to go to the mess hall.
Oh, he was bullied. By all accounts, he was bullied.
Nah, dude, he was trying to go to the mess hall and get himself some chocolate milk, and he just walked off the pier, and that's how he drowned. It was completely an accident, no one was to blame. I wasn't one of the kids who bullied him to death.
I wasn't one of the counselors.
I was not one of the counselors, and
none of them survived.
Yeah, none of them survived. That's how you know it definitely wasn't me who allowed his death to occur.
Yeah, so he's doing Miami Vice. Jason is his partner.
Yeah.
What? They're solving dream crimes.
Well, I guess he had to have been. I was wondering, like, do you think... Could Jason have talked before, like, being killed? But I guess so.
Because yeah, because there's like, all there's a bunch of different, like, clips from the movies where he's like, Mommy! And stuff, like...
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking about in Jason. But also at the end of one, she's like, kill them, Mommy, kill them, Mommy. I could hear him say that or something like that. Yeah. So yeah, I guess it's just that
yeah, he doesn't talk now because he's
He's a fucking zombie.
Well, yeah, because he's a rotting he's a rotting corpse, and also it's, a rotting it's corpse better that he doesn't.
He's a rotting corpse that's growing into adulthood.
It's easier to make Jason. It's easier to make your killer scary when they don't talk.
Yeah,
that's you don't have to write any lines. You can pay the guy less.
No, because then he can't be like. We're old friends, and then have needle hands and inject them into girl's arm.
That's a classic comedy duo.
That's a classic comedy
duo. Jason is the straight man.
Yeah, Jason's a straight man, and Freddy has sex with dudes.
That checks out.
Oh wow! You saw the red and green, and you're like.
You're like, you've been setting me up for this joke for an hour now. I don't know. I don't know what you're mad about.
You saw the red and green, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course.
Ah, yes, a man who loves Christmas. Red, a gay man.
Red for tops, green for bottoms.
He's full. Oh, I didn't know Freddy was verse.
Yeah, he was verse.
So they're solving dream crimes out in Miami.
No, they're doing dream crimes, dude.
They can do both because Jason's in the real world and Freddy can fall into the dream world. They're doing like a chase and a guy dives into like fucking out of his corporeal form and Freddy's like, don't worry, bud, I've got this one. He dives into the ground like it's water.
Oh my god, they're jump streeting. They're jump streeting against teen sex. It's kind of like the drugs, alcohol, anything like that as the fucking vice. The vice is teen sex.
He's just like, wrap it up, and also don't do it at all.
Jason just doing the angry stare at the camera, and Freddy's like, I'll take this one.
I got this one, buddy.
Remember, if you have sex with one person, you're having sex with all the people they had sex with. Bitch!
we've learned of a secret underground sex ring happening in this high school. And by sex ring, I mean a group of people who are sexually active and know each other.
Yeah, dude.
He's trying to shut it down.
Shut it down, dude.
And the principal's like, how do you plan to do this? He's like, well, we were thinking we'd murder all of them. If you could just give us names and addresses.
You're not saying bitch enough, dude!
Oh, just gonna murder them.
We're gonna murder them, bitch!
Jason just sitting wet. Just soaked in a chair. He's like, do you need, like, a towel or something? Just doesn't react.
I know Rick and Morty did that bit, but it is, like, every line Jason has, he does say bitch at the end of. Fuck.
I was doing that, too. I keep mixing them up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He should be named Frank.
He should be named Frank.
You call him Frank.
Why isn't he? It's funny to be like, I'm Freddy.
Yeah.
I'm like, Freddy, it's, bitch.
Again. Not scary.
Yeah, why isn't it Fred? What? Why isn't it fucking anything else?
But you can't call him Fred because that's what Scooby-Doo. That's a good guy. Yeah. That's a good guy, dude.
That's a good guy.
Freddy, bad guy. Fred, good guy.
That's right.
Jason, bad guy. Scooby-Doo, good guy. That's why you couldn't call Jason Shaggy.
I'm just saying, they never at once in Halloween are like Mikey Myers.
Yeah, no one's ever like Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe in H2O they say Mike. Someone probably maybe, says Mike still, in one of the Halloween
still,
movies.
That's so much better than Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael
than
is...
this intimacy we have with our boy Krueger.
Yeah, because even Fred isn't really a scary name. Like, Fred's kind of goofy. Like, Fred Flintstone. Yeah. Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's why
but, like,
it's like...
Michael's a pretty solid
the
name.
Only time it sounds right when someone's addressing him is when Kincaid, who's the best character in the series...
He's awesome.
He gets strength in dreams.
I hope
he fights.
Comes back. I hope they find a way to revive him somehow.
Dude. He's the one getting all the pussy in our fucking version.
He's the only good... Yeah, he's like the one trying to stop Freddy.
Yeah, he's the antagonist.
He's the antagonist. Yeah. He just keeps showing... He's like, I can't get this fucking asshole to stop showing up in dreams.
I was thinking about that line. come on! Pussy Kruger!
Yo, Freddy! Where you hiding at, you burnt face pussy? Kruger! Pussy!
I don't know why he says it like that either, because like...
He does say pussy weird. It's very weird. Like, I kind of thought he was going to, like, really just, like, Kruger. Drop it real blunt, but he's like, pussy! And I'm
pussy.
Like, it's weird. It's kind of strange.
Kruger. Like, he's just a fucking suburban kid. Like, it's not like he's supposed to be from somewhere else or anything. But he's still saying it so weird. It's awesome.
Listen, he's gonna stick it to him. He doesn't like Freddy. He wants him to know.
Yeah, and he does fucking stick it to him when he beats the shit out of him.
He has the best power in the dreams, which is being strong.
He's being strong. Now, hey, where did Wizard get that fucking...
Yeah, Wizard kid learned how to do lightning bolts 2 seconds before getting fucking sniped.
Yeah.
Joey had the ability to yell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joey gets to... He gets to speak now. And he can speak in fucking four. So all that's just so weird.
Well,
Joey gets taken out the way I'd get taken out, by the way, which is, I don't have a waterbed, but...
In your dream, you would.
Yeah, in my dream,
You'd
I would.
You'd be like, I don't remember this being a waterbed, but I'm fine because there's a mermaid in here.
Yeah, exactly. Joey sees a hot naked lady in his waterbed. I've never seen a see-through waterbed.
I've never seen one either. But I don't think they're real.
It's a see-through waterbed.
I had that custom.
Yeah. And he sees a hot naked lady in it, so he just dives into the waterbed and drowns. And Fred's just like, alright, yeah.
That's only gonna work once.
Okay, bitch.
But it's gonna work great. It'll work perfectly.
Batting 1,000 on this one.
Take that, bitch.
Take that, bitch. Hey, it's a lot better death than the first guy in 3, which that's maybe my favorite sequence now.
I mean, it's not like the funniest way to go out, but it is a great, visual.
He cuts his arms and legs open and he marionettes him by
his arms and legs, yeah. That's so good. That one gets shown in the little highlight reel in Freddy vs. Jason. You go like, oh, they knew they had something.
It's so funny.
Also,
when
he gets turned into a worm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Freddy vs. Jason is like pretty... It's like pretty far... Well, yeah, because I don't know when Freddy 6 comes out.
I think Cyber Jason should be the Jason who's in Miami. The robot Cyber Jason from Jason X.
Oh, but I like Jason Takes Manhattan, Jason.
I mean, he's right too. You're right.
Also, Cyber Jason probably isn't perpetually wet.
Oh, no, definitely not. He's probably not. But imagine this. He hooks himself into a computer to find out where the teens are fucking at tonight.
He's like, I still have this power from when I was in space.
I'm also definitely gonna have teens in this text like fucking 70-year-old men who write some TV shows think. Where it's like... Are you fuck party two with a two, the number tonight? Shit like that.
I don't know if Jason X is canon. That might not be canon.
I don't think there's one that's not canon.
It's a funny thing to say, though. But you thought that Freddy versus Jason wasn't.
Yeah, and it's.
That
guess what it's not.
That one's the most real out of
it's
all.
It's not
of them.
That it's not canon. It's that it's basically a reboot to Freddy.
It's not a reboot.
It came out like years after the last one was out.
It's not a reboot.
That might, actually, New Nightmare might have not been that far before it.
Yeah, New Nightmare is probably like, well...
New Nightmare
really
came out last year.
It doesn't really matter because they did have a reboot. And
Heather
sucked.
Langenkamp is going to be the antagonist.
They did have a reboot and it ended both of... They both had reboots that ended those fucking franchises, basically.
Yeah, dude.
Not on purpose.
Heather Langenkamp's going to be the antagonist to the Miami Vice. She runs a hotel.
Look how
a hotel for dogs.
Look
where
how
the kids,
shitty
the
Jason
teens.
X looks.
Nah, dude, he looks so awesome.
He looks fucking garbage.
Yeah, he looks cool, dude. He's so
awful.
Cool. What do you mean?
He does look pretty jacked, I will say that.
One of the best Jason kills is when he, like, grabs the girl who, like, goes into her sleeping bag to try to hide from him. He, like, grabs the whole sleeping bag and just pulls it out with one hand. He, like, picks it up and just slams it once against a tree. That shit fucking rocks. I think he might do that in Jason X, but it's, like, two sleeping bags.
He has there's a sleeping bag kill in the Friday the 13th reboot that I remember being fairly brutal. He fucks somebody up in his sleep. I think he cooks somebody alive, basically, in a sleeping bag.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty fucked. He, like, has them, like, strung up over a tree.
I just love the idea of them going to Miami to be cops against cops for abstinence. And the way they do is just fucking kill every fucking white Cuban who's fucking.
So Kincaid. I mean,
Pussy Kruger!
We could theoretically bring back Nancy as his foil, but it's
funnier. That's what I'm saying.
It's funnier if Kate
it's,
Kane is
it's
there.
Heather Langenkamp.
Oh, just the actress?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm the only one that can stop Freddy in the real
yeah,
world.
Yeah, me and my child son, really mostly my child son, burnt this man to death.
That yeah, he was really, that her kid was really carrying the team with yeah. that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, all I'm saying, he's well, not okay. much of a kid killer.
To be fair, that kid had to pull all of their weights because he had basically been under the influence of Freddy like the whole
yeah.
movie. He was so he's like, all right, I'm going to have to make this up to the team
yeah.
by fucking one-shotting Freddy from across the map. Fucking 360 fucking tomahawk fucking throw.
All I'm saying, not much of a kid killer if you can't take the strength of a fucking six-year-old.
Was that in the dream?
Hmm?
Was that in the dream? That he couldn't take his strength?
I guess it must have been in the dream. But their whole, like, body gets transported in
dreams are strong.
Nightmare.
Stronger in the dream.
Yeah, but guess what? When he comes into the real world in one, Nancy fucking kicks the shit out of him.
Because he's a guy in the real world.
Brutally fucking destroys him.
He's just a guy in the real world.
I guess.
That's the funniest thing about Freddy is that when you bring him into the real world, he's just a
hey,
guy.
Hey, it only happens once. No, it happens two times.
It happens in Freddy vs. Jason. And it's funny.
Well, I was thinking about
well
Freddy
it's
too.
Funny when that happens, but then, like, Freddy is more prepared than ever to fight in the real world.
Yeah.
It's like, when he realizes it's the real world, he's like, shit, I'm glad I taught myself jujitsu.
Freddy versus Jason is so wild.
There are
he's
so many.
Kicking the shit out of him, you're like, yo, what?
There are so many moments where Freddy and Jason are getting slung, like, fucking
if,
3 miles.
If he
miles
knew this
the
whole time, where he, like, jumps up and he slams his elbow down on him, if he could do that this whole time, why did Nancy just fucking punch him
well,
once and he got owned?
No, he learned that from fighting. He was like, I'm gonna need to have some real world fighting skills. Because yeah. What if they do this again?
Luckily,
so no one ever
oh
did
my
that
God.
Again to him.
That's why in Freddy 2, that's why in Freddy 2, he has to take over a kid's body. The only time he tries to do that, super weird, he wants to do it once. And you know why? Because he goes to fucking karate lessons as that kid.
Well, and I was going to say, in 4, we know that he knows karate because he fights.
He does
so,
find
yeah,
karate.
There's a through line of Freddy preparing himself yeah. for being pulled into the real world one day.
Yeah, dude.
It's so yeah. funny that Freddy, like, gets his ass beat in the real world, and then spends, like, 3 movies preparing, and no one ever tries to bring him into the real world again.
Yeah, it's funny that Freddy in 1, like, he goes into the real world to chase her. he opens the door, it's the trap she laid out, where a sledgehammer just comes and just wrecks his fucking cock and balls. He's like, alright, I'm coming back in 2 right away, as fast as I can, I'm coming back to the real world.
Beat their asses.
I'm gonna get the drop on her this time, I'm gonna put all sorts of traps around her house. And he just doesn't make it that far, because guess what? Power of true love, dude. True love's kiss banishes Freddy from this world.
God, it's so good. Also, another thing, Freddy loves to have knives just come out of his fingers as a visual gag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in 2, that's like how it's happening. But then, like,
yeah.
there are a few moments where, like, Freddy has a normal hand and then knives come out of it. Slip out of his
yeah.
fingers like Wolverine for
two,
some reason.
He's like, you be the body, I'll be the brains, bitch. He doesn't say bitch there, but that's the one time
he
doesn't fucking say it.
No, he does. He says it. I'm going back and ADRing that in.
You'll be the body, I'll be the brains.
Bitch.
But then, like, at no point does it seem like he's using his body. It seems like his body becomes a fucking portal for Freddy to step through. God, his little eye in the back of the throat is so good, though.
Oh, man. What a great couple of movies.
Yeah,
so,
they're so fucking great.
So
every
yeah,
listener
that's, and that's why watching. That's why our movie would work, because we're not going to pretend like it's a horror movie at all.
Yeah.
Like some of these other assholes do. They want to have, like, this dramatic build-up.
Yeah.
They have to do so much work building up all this tension, because they know it all deflates as soon as you see the guy. As soon as you see, like, the uncle who doesn't get invited to the Christmas party
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, you watch a fucking 13-year-old girl kick the shit out of the most scarred man possible.
You're watching a fucking 17-year-old beat up a burn victim.
Yeah.
And you're like,
he really loves to stretch the definition of child, doesn't he?
Yeah, Yeah.
And he's running by old man rules on what counts as a child, where, like, if you're fucking 70, some 70-year-old will be like, that young boy over there, and just pointing to a fucking 50-year-old, and you're like, yo, what's going on, man? What the fuck did you just say about...
What's up, kiddo?
90-year-olds will, yeah, exactly. 90-year-olds will just be like that little boy and be talking about 60-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, if you make it to like 100, you're allowed to refer to everyone as a child. You are a child in my years,
boy. Like,
talk
to fucking, like, recently retired people about when you grow up, what are you gonna be doing? So he's like, I think he might be doing that. Freddy's just super old. He's not scarred. He's not burnt up.
Yeah,
he's just
like,
an old man.
Yeah, it's like, you're a kid to me.
Yeah, you're a kid to me.
Yeah, because after a few movies, or after like, 1, 2, and 3...
Heather Langenkamp at, like, 40 just starts getting nightmares. And she's like, what the fuck is this? And he's like,
yeah.
I kill children! And she's like, that's not scary to me. I'm an adult.
It makes sense in 1, because that's the generation that survived. But then, and then, maybe in 3, because, like... Heather Langenkamp is, like, not that much older than those kids, probably. Like, she just got out of grad school or something.
Yeah, but that makes her at least, like, 5 years older.
Okay. That's, you know, whatever. Like, it's not that removed. But after that, after that, there's no reason for him to be haunting teenagers. He's not going after kids at all. He's not going after, like, who he actually haunts. Yeah. Who his targets were when he was alive. He's fully locked on to teenagers.
Yeah, dude.
I guess in 4, that's still Alice. Or, no, that's still Kristen. That's only, like, probably a year after or something.
Different actress, but it's
But it's still those people. But still, I'm just saying.
That sucks.
Freddy could have fully switched gears and been like, no one's going to stop me if I kill these kids.
Yeah.
No, these kids are not going to be able to figure out how dreams work. This is easy.
Yeah.
But he's like, nah, I've got to go after people who can, like, maybe formulate a plan.
Yeah, I got to go after the fucking weakest kids you've ever seen, but I'm the weakest man alive, so they just brutally destroy me every time.
That's why he was a child killer. He tried to kill, like, one teenager, and they nearly fucking killed him. He was like, never again. I'm killing kids. I'm going to be a child killer now.
Freddy was, like, the weakest SS member, but because all the rest of them were so brutal, he was like, it's like I'm doing the Holocaust. I'm helping the Holocaust, bitch.
I'm doing it, bitch.
I'm doing it, bitch. Freddy was the guy, who was able to fly the plane in the Twin Towers, but he's like, yeah, I'm basically the strongest at the hijacking now, because I'm having to crowd control a whole fucking plane right now. And they're like, yeah, we're crowd controlling the whole cabin, so.
He's like, okay, but I'm gonna get the kills when I hit the building.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing the most work.
Do you think that they did make fun of the pilots?
They're like, you're barely doing anything. He's like, come on, man, I gotta steer it.
Come on, man, I'm the most important one here. And they're like, yeah, you're also the fucking most cowardly, huh? Huh? You can't even control the passengers? And he's like, someone needs to fly the planes. So, the CIA said someone has to fly the planes. Just because I'm at less risk of getting hurt than you all, and I get to, you know, give myself over in case something goes wrong, doesn't mean I'm less of a man than you.
I think it would be the other way around. You're like, cockpit, that's the least work.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You gotta hold back like an air marshal or something.
Yeah.
Was there not air marshals on the planes?
They were less at that time.
Less.
Well, yeah, because you know how after,
I mean,
after
yeah.
9/11 well, happened, we got real scared of 9/11s.
Air marshal still has a gun, right?
Yeah. There might not have even been air marshals.
That's understandable, you know, it's because it's before 9/11, but right before. I just go like, I don't know if there were any planes that day.
I don't even think that there were planes.
I'm going to transition to becoming a no-planer.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to be a hologram guy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite type of psycho.
Yeah.
Because at least for the Pentagon, I could understand why you'd think that.
Yeah, but
for the other ones, you're like, well, we've got footage of it all.
Yeah,
happening.
You know those well-documented fucking...
And that's what they had to go like, well, it was a hologram. And it's like, I mean, I guess if you believe that, like, the U.S. government made all the UFOs we keep seeing, like, maybe the hologram thing works. Yeah. I was listening to people talking about the UFO thing, because it was, like, some other weird conspiracy theory people were talking about, and they're like, I can't believe that the U.S. government released that, like, UFOs are real, and no one even is talking about it.
Yeah,
it's like,
that.
Yeah, no one's talking about it because it's bullshit.
Yeah. We saw a thing that looked weird, and we couldn't identify whose it was.
Yeah,
people
are
aliens. That's an aircraft we just didn't get on camera right.
One, it's like the U.S. government releasing, like giving up a secret, basically means that they want you to not be talking about another one. Like they're not going to tell you anything like worthwhile.
They are. Biden said he's not releasing fucking JFK information.
That is, I think you joked about that before. Like, that is 100% a confirmation.
Yeah, this is absolutely the government assassinated our boy.
But
nothing,
like,
has turned me on to, like, oh, JFK was fully assassinated by the government. Then Biden, fucking 50 years later, after they said, like, this is when the information come out, going, like, nah, don't plan on seeing that.
I'm not letting that out.
But, like, yeah, people were just like, I think these, like, Navy pilots probably know what they're talking about. They're, like, blah, blah, blah,
no, they
experts.
Don't.
I'm like, no, why?
No one in the government has ever been smart.
Yeah, why do you think that? What?
Like, they're conniving. They're
like
good at conniving.
A guy who flies a plane, expert in spotting a light.
Yeah.
Like, he's reading fucking... There are, like, plenty of experts who have gone out and been like, yeah, it's probably, like, birds.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Most likely is birds or some type of, like, weird sort of hallucination or light phenomena. It's not, but also, it's just, again, one of those things where it's like, well, do I believe in something that defies the laws of physics, or do I believe that the government is a bunch of assholes who are trying to trick me?
Well,
go with that.
It's not
one.
Even really tricks. It really is. They're just like, I don't know, I saw something weird.
Well, the government releasing the info is them trying to trick me. That's what I mean more.
Yeah.
Do I believe that, like, a bunch of assholes in the Navy or see a shooting star and they're like, what? Huh?
What the hell was that?
People really love to take that kind of information and, like, conveniently forget that it's, like, people saying it.
Yeah.
They go, like, wow, a guy as smart as a computer said this. It's like, no, he's just some jackass in a plane.
Listen to the experts, which is a guy flying really fast, seeing a thing that was weird.
Yeah. He's like, I've been following this light for a long time, and then realizing that there was, like, a booger stuck to the screen that he hadn't wiped off, and then not telling anyone because they had to tell a 5-star general about it. There was a light right over Russia, and we're pretty sure it's real. And he's like, yeah, definitely wasn't.
We think it's where Havana Syndrome came from.
We're thinking that these lights are causing Havana Syndrome.
Oh my god, that's what Freddy's doing, dude.
Freddy's causing Havana Syndrome?
Freddy's causing Havana Syndrome, dude. That's his master plan.
Pretty sure one of the symptoms is fucking.
Dreaming of a master plan.
It'll give Jason more of a reason to kill.
It is cool that, like, Freddy vs. Jason opens with him going like, Jason, I'm pretty sure they're fucking over there.
It does just point at a house. Get him!
Jason, in this house, Jason, are you good with addresses?
That's a
No?
Here's a question, slightly unrelated. If you went to, like, a party at someone's house, would you fuck in another person's house?
I never get that, because, like, many people seem cool with it.
That happened in this movie. They're in Lori's house, which is Heather, Nancy's old house.
Yeah.
And so she, like, her friend goes upstairs with that guy, and they fuck in another person's bed, and then proceed to, like, fall asleep there, too. And, like, take a shower and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I at least believe that she'd probably feel comfortable taking a shower if she's friends with Lori. Like, that doesn't seem weird. But, like, I don't know if I would, like, if I would go to, like, If my girlfriend lived in a house, I'd go to, like, her house and do that there. But not to, like, another person's house.
They're supposed to be teens. So I get that it's supposed to be, like, the time they're able to is the time parents aren't around. But even that, it's always
I guess the access to a location kind of is very important too, when you're younger. I just don't know if I would ever do that. I don't know if I would ever think to do that when I was younger.
Vibe.
It's very weird.
Because, like, I guess now as adults, because I've known people, like, parties that do have done shit like that,
I never got it. I guess as, like, adults, you're able to go, like, hey, man, is there, like, a bed that, like, I don't know, you won't be sleeping in tonight that I can make out on?
Yeah.
But it seems like always these stories are like, yeah, I was at the party and we found a bed. And we were like, let's make out on it.
That's what it seems like. Yeah, it just seems like it happens.
Yeah. And you know what? In that regard, I can vibe with Jason putting a stop to it. He's going to put an end to it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Ask your gracious host. I don't want to fuck on that bed.
Just like a huge house party, and the host is like going around like, hey man, you need another drink? And then he like, it's like, you know, it's like a two-story building, so he sees like on the staircase like a girl leading like a guy up, and he's just watching, and then like see him like flip out a phone, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna need a dinner for two. I'm calling in like John Wick. Just Jason shows up at the door sopping wet.
Ready delivery services. Yeah. Not Jason Arbor.
Oh yeah. that's fun, because that guy is like a little freak, like who's the Freddy from what? The remake?
Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah, that the guy from the John Wick delivery, like, come and clean the bodies out of the house. That guy's like kind of a little freak like him too.
That's what it should be. Fucking like Robert Englund is like the real one, but when he needs a little, when he's like, I'm not gonna handle this. It's just like Jackie Earle Haley. He's like his assistant. He's like taking notes for him, and he's like, that's pretty, you know. It's a good bit in my book.
Yeah.
That's a good bit in my book.
Yeah, I'm all signed up.
Yeah. That's what's going to be happening in Miami.
Yeah, Jason has a job killing people who fuck at their friends' houses at a party, and then Freddy calls him up, and he's like, I'm going to need you for one last job, bitch.
Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, and Freddy Krueger. Charles Manson, you know, all your friends, I'm fitting to school lawyer.
Oh, man.
Murder's a hobby.
That would be a fun idea, like an A-team movie.
Torture chamber, murder. Uh-huh.
It's an A-team movie, but it's all the horror slashers. Yeah. Just calling them all up.
I just think it's funny,
Chucky though. Going crazy, and he's just calling him up on a cell phone, being like, I'm gonna need you.
I'm gonna need you.
I'm getting a team together, bitch.
Yeah, I was about to do that. I was thinking about that. I did see a song. It's all I say it every time I talk about it or listen to it, but it's very funny that dude, like, was like, yo, I fucking love Freddy and Jason and, like, Michael, and, like, yo, wouldn't it? I'm a rap about fucking eating people and shit, and, like, the cops showing up and be like, he killed and ate a woman. You would not believe what rapper who rapped about killing and eating people killed and ate a woman.
All right, I know this is going to sound like really on the nose.
Really on the nose.
But get a load of this. We know who did it. Yeah, and he's got like Pinhead there. All of them.
All of them. Ocean's 11. He's like, there's a little girl. There's a little girl in a house, bitch. And she's really good at beating the shit out of me, bitch. I need you all. Please, bitch. Help. It's just like Nancy setting up all the traps in her house, just taking them out one by one, just accidentally. She's like, I need to take out Freddy.
He sends Chucky in first, and a hammer at fucking at cat level just swings over and launches him over a house. That's the last you see of Chucky for the rest of the movie.
He sends Chucky in first, and she's like, oh, a doll. And she picks it up and accidentally breaks him. That's what happens.
She does yank his head off like that kid tried to do in the show.
You know, I never watched the Chuckies, and one reason is, why would I? But the second is, I don't understand how you can be afraid of a thing that you can just punt.
So, I think the thing with Chucky is that also he has supernatural strength.
Or at least strength of man. But I guess that would be supernatural for a doll.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you're expecting the strength of a doll and the strength of a man gets you, it's going to feel like your bones are breaking. It's going to feel like your skin is falling off.
It's going to feel like your mouth is on fire.
I'm so happy I got to do that joke again. That's all I can say is that you think you're handling with a doll, but then, like, a man fucking grabs you by the throat and choke slams you.
All I'm saying is I feel like I'm well equipped to take down Chucky.
Yeah, I mean,
just picking him up, fucking choke slamming him over and over.
He doesn't in the first movie.
Dude, I know it.
I don't remember it very well because I watched it a long time ago. But in the first movie, actually, I believe like that he's kind of like
gender fluid.
He's kind of like hiding a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's like stealthing around.
Yeah, I'd hide too if I was him.
Yeah,
it's like how fucking Pet Sematary is about a baby, and you're like, I think I can handle a baby.
Well, there's more than
Yeah, well, a cat it starts point. With...
Yeah. It does, yeah. A baby shows up eventually.
Gender but it's fluid!
Not, but it's not like a Jason situation where you're just up against a baby. Like, it kind of builds.
Jason weighs a baby? He's like tossing around over... That, you know what?
They Jason have would be to, able to beat the shit out of
They do baby. Have to age up Jason, because it would be ridiculous if the, like, 12-year-old kid from one who, like, attacks the woman is just going after everyone because you're just like... What? No. Just toss him. What? No. Bop, bop.
Yeah, you just push his head real hard. He falls over.
Yeah, because it's all soft spot.
Yeah, Jason's head is all soft spot. And it's like fucking like 8 pounds too heavy.
Damn.
Yeah, we pretty much, I mean, there's probably some more to this movie we could get out. What else?
Yeah.
We've got like 6 different plot lines here, so we're really going to have to, really get this one in editing.
Jason's like if the Elephant Man was even sadder. Because they just murder him as a child for being the Elephant Man. That's fucked up. That Elephant Man's fucked up. Fucked up that a guy was, like, kind of weird looking. And so they're just like, I don't know, fucking put him in a museum, I guess. Oh, is Lock that why up. He's, like, got the one eye? Because I think that in when he goes out in Elephant Man, he also wears, like, a bag that has just his eye showing.
Hmm.
So we could see. I could be wrong, and that's not an Elephant Man.
I wouldn't
that's
know.
Not what Elephant Man does.
I know. All I know is that he was really big, and he had a long nose and tusks. And big, flat feet he would step on people with.
That is right.
That was why he had to get locked
and
up.
That's why he's one of... That's why he's
menace
one of
to
the,
society.
That's why he's one of the oceans, in our horror oceans.
He was harassed so much because a guy had never seen him before and was just going off the name alone. He was like, I don't want that freak in my town. He's a giant elephant. An elephant think, and a man? That sounds terrifying.
I also think I could handle Jigsaw easily. Now, if he got me in one of those fucked up
there's
traps
no
that has no solution...
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no iteration of Jigsaw that's scary. Oh, a puppet? Knock it over. An old man with cancer? Yeah. Knock him over.
Knock him over.
The knock him over plan works for like 80% of these guys.
Jigsaw's puzzles are so funny because like some will be like, what are you willing to give away so you can see your family again? And then others are like... Ah, shit, I fucked that one up. That key you were supposed to use in the beginning of the movie just went down the drain. Also,
well, his puzzles...
What?
Some of his puzzles are like, I put a key in you. Good luck.
Yeah. I only really saw the first, and that one is really what pissed me off. Number one, because it could have been so much better if it was just all in the room.
Yeah.
And number two, because I go, well, what was the other guy supposed to do? Did fucking Mr. Saw not think this one through? And you find out, oh, that key at the very beginning that goes down a drain, he was supposed to just have that. You're like, well, what even was his thing? He just leaves then? He just leaves the second in?
I don't think it's so bad. I don't think he really cared about the puzzle getting solved, you know? He's kind of just like, well, I'm terrorizing you.
One of his... Well, then all I'm saying is if he gets the key in the very beginning, he just immediately leaves.
Maybe he knew he dropped it. He's like, I can't imagine this guy.
I don't think so, because he's mostly focusing on the other guy.
I haven't seen it in a while.
He also lays on his face for a full day.
Don't, like, all those movies kind of have, like, sort of a dual plot thing going on of, like,
yeah,
it's like in the trap land.
No, I think most of them take place in just trap land.
Hunting thing. Oh, okay. A lot of it's, like, usually, like, a cop trying to find him.
I think that's
when did they introduce, like, a lady with a pig for a head?
No, he's like doing that in the first one.
Is that in the first one? Oh, you're right. You're right. I do remember that. Is that the lady? When does the lady show up?
I think it's the lady because he's on his face all day.
That's true. He is kind of like always like a cancer man.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean like, cause you know, like that's like the famous bit. He's like on the floor the whole time and he stands up at the very end. Uh-huh. And he's like, all right, let's go, buddy. He's like, what? And you're like, why was he there this whole time? He didn't need to be there.
He wanted to be in.
He wanted to hang out, I guess.
He just wanted to hang out. I'm gonna see. Because the Dead by Daylight killer is like a lady.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess, you know who we missed in our roundup of horror villains?
Pinhead?
Leatherface.
Oh, yeah. Leatherface is like an informant.
I was just thinking about how hard I was laughing the whole time we were watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's very
watching
goofy.
Like years back.
It is very goofy.
It's like the hardest I've laughed at a horror movie.
I forgot that
he just wobbles around. He's awesome.
I forgot that Spiral came out.
I don't know what that is.
That's in 2021 they released another Saw movie. That was the one where Chris Rock was the cop.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
I don't know how it did. It had a budget of $20 million and had a box office of $40 million, so...
Let me think about how to do Chris Rock's voice. Because I'm gonna do Chris Tucker instead, and I don't want to just do Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker's higher than Chris Rock.
Oh, it's very different, yeah. Yes.
Well, you have to... Okay, here's a good way. You have to think about the narration from Everybody Hates Chris. Think about that. That'll get you kind of most of the way there. Because Chris Tucker's like... One of these buffers gonna fuck Elise! Like, that's all that is.
Yeah.
Never touch
a black man's radio!
Chris Rock is like, yeah, there you go. Chris Rock
is
like...
I know Chris Tucker. I'm just gonna do Chris Tucker instead of Chris Rock.
Hey, good job. Chris Tucker really well.
Chris Tucker, famous for his flights he took. Chris Tucker of...
With Jackie
taking
Chan.
Taking flights fame.
He was taking flights with Jackie Chan.
Taking flights on a specific express, they say.
That's pretty fucked up that he didn't invite Jackie Chan along for those flights. I thought they were
Jackie Chan wouldn't do it! Jackie Chan is a good man. He wants to be in the Communist Party of China.
I don't think he does.
Is
that his thing?
Like recently.
Maybe it's the reverse I'm thinking of. I know that like people in China don't like him, apparently.
Yeah, because he's like a Hong Kong actor for most of his movies is like, we gotta beat China!
I know, he's like a womanizer.
He's also, book where he's like, I used to beat my son, and that was pretty cool to me, right? Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. But yeah, recently he like went to Beijing and just kept going like, hey, can I be in the party? Hey, can I be in the party? Yo, can I be in the party? And they're like, no.
We hate you.
What?
We hate you.
Actor? You want in with us? But they're going to let John Cena in, I bet. That was awesome. That was so cool. People pretended it wasn't. But when John Cena was like saying Taiwan's not a country in Chinese, that was the coolest in the world.
He's right.
He's right.
Listen.
I also think that might just be what he was doing, was saying like, and everyone in Taiwan's like, yeah, Taiwan's not a country. Taiwan is an island a country's on.
Here's the thing. Like, any other country, the U.S. will just, like, the U.S. will maintain that, like, Juan Guaido is the president I can't remember what country it's up
Venezuela.
There, Venezuela. But, like, even America had to, at some point, be like, yeah, you guys ain't
China. Yeah, we're not gonna call Taiwan China.
You guys are not
That's
China.
So cool. Dude... Mao defeated the Kuomintang so thoroughly
that the
no
US
matter
had
how
to
many horrors, no matter how many horrors they did in the White Terror, they fucking had Taiwan under that shit till like the 80s or 90s. Just brutal dictatorship. No matter how long they did that. Yeah, you're right. We don't acknowledge them as China. We're just like, that's not right. You get to be Taiwan.
It's pretty dope.
They're like, Taiwan's an island. And they're like, I don't think so. So it's fun. Neither side likes it that they're Taiwan. For the People's Republic, they're like, well, that land should be ours, and we're China. And then for the Republic, they're like, we're not Taiwan. We are all of China. It's also super cool to be like, we're all of China. And just look at like the People's Republic and be like... I don't think that's right, dog.
Not at all. Not at all.
Governments in exile are so funny. That's, like, the biggest one. Pol Pot, and before that, the other Cambodian government in exile. Both Pol Pot and then the fucking emperor before that had concurrent fucking governments in exile as another fucking socialist government was in Cambodia. That's so awesome, man. We need to do that here. I want there to be, like, two more governments to America, and just all of those guys are, like, in England or in Canada. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, we call in all of our favorite whores, and we send them to Miami.
It's fun to
be on the Vice Commission.
It's fun to be writing a nightmare movie, and it quickly becomes just an ensemble film. Well, how quickly we are just like, all right, I'm done. I'm bored with this guy. I need more guys to distract me from how stupid he looks.
I'm saying it's a show, like the Chucky show.
Oh, I thought we were making a movie.
Nah.
Because we're talking about a movie.
Nah, but the Chucky show is a show. And we're
we are
TV.
Television writers.
We are TV
They wouldn't
writers.
Let us into a movie set.
And that's how we can... We need a big, hefty budget for all the dream sequences, but everything else, like $2. Everything else is basically a $2 fucking shot.
Freddy throughout the whole thing. Still sunglasses, white blazer.
Oh, yeah. Freddy, Jason on his arm, walking fucking elbow in elbow.
When he shoots his gun, a knife comes out. Little finger knife.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they're on the Vice Commission to take down the teen sex.
And also spread Havana Syndrome.
Yeah.
We added some things along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's just what happens as a cause, as an effect of them being there. Yeah, so it's going to be like, Kincaid is like, Pussy Cougar! And then after he beats the shit out of Freddy...
He's diving into people's dreams and making them horny.
Yeah, exactly. He's diving... After he beats the shit out of Freddy, he's like... What will I do with this power?
I got the dream powers. What am I going to do?
Freddy's just like lying on the ground. He frees the kids. So we get that. So he's not like holding the child souls hostage. So we've got our Loki situation of just immediately going like, he's a good guy now. Don't worry about it anymore. He's a good guy. And so now that he's a good guy, Kincaid is able to use... He doesn't even use the dreams. He's just doing this in the real world. He's just getting a bunch of pussy in the real world. And Jason's like, he beat the to Jason, Freddy's like, he beat the shit out of me, dude. Come to Miami.
I'm gonna need you down here.
I need
you. Yeah, then you're gonna have that fun moment of, like, cutting to Crystal Lake where he's, like, hacking a fucking a person's head off and it's like,
I thought it was like Jason Kill, right?
Is it not be. Like Kill Kill Kill? I never actually realized that it was even saying Jason for the longest time. Yeah. I always just heard it as probably a lot of people do, as just like, or like, yeah, yeah. I never heard a name there. But I also don't watch the Friday the 13th movies. So
instead of like him walking though, it's gonna have like a shot of like the 2000s, early 2000s shot of the like. Nice yellowy beige-ish sky as a plane super close just like goes like, vrr, over it.
I had an idea, which was that Jason when Freddy calls him to Miami, he's like, you can get here pretty quick, right, bitch? Jason looks up to like figure out which direction it is and then puts his two fingers to his temple and does instant transmission like in Dragon Ball Z. You just see him just be like,
I almost forgot to do my bit while I was trying to remember a Chris Rock impression, which was gonna be like, you got two kinds here. You got black people, and you got jigsaws.
Got burn up freaks. I can't do a Chris Rock either.
Yeah, that's why we have to get real acquainted with Chris Tucker bits, dude. You're the worst in my mouth, Freddy!
He hasn't been in a movie in a while, has he? Chris Tucker?
Yeah, but, hey, I wonder what now could be that people might not want him in one.
I'm curious about that, too.
I think he had, like, a stand-up not too recently, and you go, like, yeah, I'm not too interested in seeing a man with famous flights. anytime a flight is famous for a guy.
Talk about airline food.
Hey, man, what's up with airline food?
Hey, what's your deal with planes, huh? You got a thing?
Airline food is crazy sometimes. I was talking to my friend Jeffrey on an airplane.
It'd be fun if he's just like oblivious to it. Like he's not on the internet, so he doesn't know. People are aware.
I thought you were saying if he was like oblivious to like Lolita Express, like what was going on.
I don't believe that. I just think it'd be funny if he didn't know people were talking about it.
That's everyone's first defense. All the like fucking like they fake scientists who went on it. Yeah. Pinker, that's his goddamn name. That fucking, like, atheist freak or whatever, Steven Pinker, was just immediately like, no, he's not an atheist, right? It's the other guy I'm thinking about. But,
it's too many names for me to keep track of.
It really is.
I've got Marvel heroes to catalog in my mind palace. I can't keep track of these real people.
Pinker might be. But my point is, Pinker was just like, and Lawrence M. Krauss, famous for his book where he's like, everything comes from nothing, and I don't know, maybe it'll return to nothing. And you're like, all right, great fucking physics lesson then. Shut up.
You suck.
Fucking Malcolm Gladwell did the same shit. They all just immediately like, yeah, this guy kept giving us plane rides to an island where we met women. We don't know why we were there, though.
It's the easiest denial. The easiest one, just being like, I don't know what I saw. Nothing, probably.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, your school fucking put you on a plane, a private jet, and you're just like, this is a weird names they got here, Mr. Stein. What did you say your name was? Stein? Was that it? Mr. Epi? Something.
Mr. Epstein?
God. Probably I also just hate them because they're nerds, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they are annoying.
Yeah. Look at Gladwell and tell me we shouldn't build a fucking prison that's exclusively locker-based.
Was it just Hawkins?
Shoving fucking... Hawkins was in one. He, like, so built funny. A special fucking sub for Stephen Hawking.
Well, that's like, that was like a, that's like...
And you know Stephen Hawking did it, because, like, Stephen Hawking was in a marriage. All he had all day to do was to fucking, like, plan out affairs, and that's what he did. So it's like, oh, you know it. That's a conniving little bastard.
The smartest guy in the world. Stop those affairs.
Hey, apparently they could, because he got found out.
That was part of his plan.
Turns out, you can't get far in a chair. You can't get far in a chair when you can't talk, either.
I think he just weighed the pros and the cons, and he's like, the benefit is worth the cost in this one.
Yeah.
I'm always going to have, like, a witness on everywhere I go.
I think
going.
That must
That's
have been before
the,
like,
laid.
That must have been before the eye thing, too, so I think he was still, like, talking with, like, blinks or whatever. So it's like, yo, man, you really gotta be 100 on this one. Are you sure that you, of all people, should be conducting an affair? Should be conducting fucking Epstein shit?
My man's trying to get some pussy.
Yeah.
Going about it in maybe the worst possible way. But
he wants it.
Playing that 5D chess. But yeah, no, that's like the Epstein thing is like very, it's all multifaceted, because it's like, it's not just the child sex ring, it's also the gun running or finance crimes or the weird like transhumanism shit, remember?
We just make fucking Kruger look like Epstein.
He's like transforming, his head's getting longer.
Yeah.
It's just like, he starts wearing like fucking sweats exclusively.
You only see pre-Burns Freddy in Freddy vs. Jason.
Pre-Burns from Simpsons.
You only see that in Freddy vs. Jason, but like for ours, we do a pre-burn, it is just Epstein. He's like, I'm a child killer, and I do other stuff.
Math.
I have a very lucrative plane ride business. And you're like, I don't think it was a business.
My portfolio is fucking stacked, dude. You're not gonna believe all the shit I'm running.
My day is busy.
You into cryo? Let me talk to you about some shit. Let's head on down to MIT, the fucking child sex ring division.
Yeah, that doesn't even get into like the fucking paintings shit. That's weird aspect too.
Just a freak in like every way, a Renaissance freak. Just fucked up in every fucking possible way you could imagine.
Man.
He really did just like put in the time in every fucking freak hobby he could have so that they could fucking put that on a Wikipedia and then moved on. He's like, alright, now that I'm done with this one, time to go fucking naked jet skiing or something insane. And you're like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah,
it's like,
man.
Every insane, weird fucking conspiracy theory that exists has, like, a connection to Epstein.
Yeah, anyway, he's in Friday, Nightmare on Friday Street. Nightmare on Miami Street.
Nightmare on Miami,
guys. To be a famous Miami street. Can't think of one, though.
Miami Nightmare.
Cuba Boulevard. Famous
Little,
Miami Street. Cuba
Nightmare
Boulevard.
On Little Havana.
Little Havana, dude! Roll through Little Havana screaming, Viva Fidel!
He's making all of the Cuban exiles like relive nightmares of their slaves being taken away.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's what it is.
So at that point, he's just terrorizing old people?
Yeah.
He's like, I've fallen so far from haunting children.
I just remembered that one dude in state, God, I keep forgetting who he is. He's head of State Department or head of Homeland, one of those, or Defense Secretary, whatever. Majorca.
The guy that everyone was like, wow,
our first Latino in that office.
I think he's Homeland Security because he's like in charge of like ICE and stuff.
That shit is so, I keep fucking laughing at it even to this day that they're all like, the first Latino, and he's fucking Spanish blood. He's white and Jewish, and they're like, our first Latino in office. That's so dope, man.
I don't think
that's so dope. America has no like fucking understanding of it.
I don't think that the people saying that like actually understand what any of it means.
Yeah,
it's almost like it's almost like not disingenuous. It's like they sincerely think they sincerely that's what he is.
Don't know that like not everyone from a Hispanic nation.
Not everyone who speaks Spanish. Yeah. You can't just interchange whatever you want because a guy speaks Spanish.
You dated or didn't date, but you were set up to date. A person who claimed to be Brazilian when they were Italian. And that's so awesome.
I was set up today?
Set up to date.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
you were up to date a fucking someone who... There was something about, like, white-looking Hispanics or white-looking Latinos.
It was just, like, white passing. Or white passing. It was just white passing in general. It wasn't even specific to like, Hispanics.
Yeah, it was, like, they cannot be people of color because they're white passing or something.
I don't even know. Yeah, it was, like, something like that. But it was basically, like, it was essentially just, like, a Twitter post that was, like, people who are white passing have to, like, recognize
that. Yeah, have to understand that. And the person you were set up to date was, like, first of all, I'm Brazilian. I'm a Latinx. You're fuck you. You know
so
why?
Much cope.
Yeah.
The person.
That's the coolest shit anyone's ever said. This Italian who not even has a generation in Brazil, in fucking Brazil. Like their family moved there. They weren't born there, or they might have been. I'm just misremembering. Either way, they're not like Brazilian.
They're not
Brazilian, and they definitely aren't Latinx.
There's millions of them out there, Levi. There's millions.
There's millions like me.
There's millions of people out there writing a cookbook set in a culture that they have borrowed.
That's so awesome. That story needs to be fucking like made into.
I'm putting in my memoirs.
I would watch fucking 15 movies about a white girl who's just going through life, just rolling around saying slurs for fucking, like, Mexicans or some shit, because they don't understand the difference in, like, South American countries. And, like,
it's gonna be your
I'm Brazilian. I'm Brazilian. Yeah, dude, I'm making my Joker about white people who want to not be white.
Do you call it white passing?
I call it the Dolezal effect. Oh, Dolezal news. Not about her, but did you see
that she's still not on this podcast?
Number one, you see she's still on this podcast? Fucked up.
Yeah, I've looked around my bedroom and she's not sitting in a third chair here.
Rachel, extended invitation always extended. Be our third chair. Dolezal news. In the legal field, I don't know if she's a jurist. I need to actually further look this up. But
what is a jurist?
Like a judge.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was just like, a jurist, it's because you're a person in a jury. I'm like, that's not a career. That's what I could do. I could be that if they call me. If they make me be there.
No, like a judge. Don't know if she was that, but she is somehow in the legal profession. As the person they go to as, like, an expert for indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
And she claimed to be, Minty and then two other things. And it came out...
A Mentat. She claimed to be a Mentat.
She claimed to be Memento. She claimed she's going backwards in memory.
She claimed to be the Quetzalcoatl.
She claimed to be Memento. She said, yeah, my memory worked backwards for me. That's not even what happened in that movie. I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
She had the Benjamin Button memory.
She had Benjamin Buttons. She claimed to be a Buttons, Benjamin style.
I remember my life backwards. I'm remembering the future first.
Came out No, not at all. No relation to any tribe. She said, like, I'm part of three. And then she, like, started just claiming all sorts of other tribes, too. Just doubling down on everything. Just like, I've been adopted into basically every tribe everywhere. Just came out, like, her adopted grandfather was Amenite and, like, in their tribe. And so because of that, she, like, wears stuff that he had or something, like this blue...
I mean, robe. I know that's how, like, all these freaks work, is that they just have to keep saying, like, insane things to, like... Like, it's the same as, like... It's the same as, like, Elon Musk. Like, they just say insane things to just keep the stock going up. Except, like, the stock is just, like, her publicity. She's gotta keep pumping up the talking points.
It's
almost... not enough to have an OnlyFans. Like, that's already faded. She's like, I've gotta say something else insane so people remember me again.
It's almost sad to me because, like... I kind of get what she's doing, because she said, like, he did so much for me, and now I'm paying it back to this tribe. But then you get into, why are you saying you're from the tribe by blood?
That's where I go, like, I just don't believe any of it. It's like, there's no positive effect behind it. Like, it's still funny.
It's still funny.
But it's funny in the same way that, like, every other terrible thing is funny.
God, I love Adolazol, dude. There's nothing, truly nothing in this world I love more.
You think if
we took out an ad in, like, I don't even know what it would be in now. Because it wouldn't be, like, the failing New York Times.
You could do, like, a New York Times. Why not?
I don't know.
It's still in print, isn't it?
Yeah, it is still in print. Unlike Playboy, who I would have done it with. That's so funny, Playboy became just a clothing company for the past couple of years, because they dropped their magazine, and now they're trying to create OnlyFans. And both of those are so funny. Love their journey. Incredible work, team.
Playboy making an OnlyFans wouldn't be the worst idea, because like, OnlyFans is just so atrocious to its users.
Oh yeah, so bad.
So all you have to do is just offer, like, fucking dental or something, and, like, you would probably get, like, a million users, like, in a day.
All you have to do is take the
least amount of competition to OnlyFans, and you could immediately have a successful platform.
Yeah, plus if you have, like, an ongoing business and anything else, so you're able to front it, and put money into this, you wouldn't need to take, like, the fucking, like, 75% or whatever OnlyFans
on. And it's, like, it's already, its name is just already established, so it doesn't, like, you know, they people just already know about it. It's, like, it has that sort of legitimacy, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I still think it's probably gonna flop.
I mean, probably.
They should have just kept continuing the I don't think that a magazine business is really... really profitable in today's world. I will admit that one. I'll take that one to myself.
You're taking that out.
When's the last time you bought a magazine? That's fucked up. We need to destroy phones and get back to magazines. Magazines kind of rock.
Do we?
Magazines kind of rock.
It's... They're never going to bring back magazines.
Yeah, and that's
because
fucked
they're,
up.
Because dude. They're like... They don't want anything to be physical ever again.
Yeah.
Like, all of these, like, companies trying to get into, like, NFTs and shit.
It's cool, like, under capitalism, of course, as all communists know, the worker's alienated from his work, right? And it's very fun that now we've alienated a commodity from fucking, from the world.
Yeah.
Nothing is a physical commodity anymore. You fucking you download burgers and pretend to eat them.
Under capitalism, the product of your labor has been put behind a paywall.
Yeah, dude. That's
everything.
Crazy, man.
We're talking about Nightmare on Elm Street, right?
No, that doesn't sound right.
I think it's probably done.
What I was saying is, we get a magazine or the biggest newspaper, which I guess is Times or WAPO. Yeah, we take out an ad in a magazine that's just like, Freddy and Jason are going to Miami. Biggest TV event you'll ever see. Do you think that would work in the same way Friday the 13th worked?
The thing about these
movies... Or do you think we get in trouble because we don't own that shit?
The thing about these movies is that, like, they don't have to, like... They don't have to be, like, super tantalizing to get, like, a million people to see them. Yeah. You'll see them because it's Halloween. You'll see it because it's Freddy.
Yeah.
So they can do wild shit. That's why, like, yeah, they need to have... We could make this and people would go see it because they're like, yeah, of course I'm going to go see the movie where Freddy and Jason are two cops working in Vice
teaming
in Miami.
Up to stop a child from fucking?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I say child, but he's like a grown man.
Yeah.
He's full, not even a teen. Just fully grown man.
he's haunting a child college now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's like, a million people would be like, yeah,
I'm killing you, this kid, bitch.
Of course I'll watch an elderly Robert Englund do that.
Yeah, dude. That would be awesome. Yeah, I need to make this. I think it's cool that, like, it's Robert Englund for Freddy, and then Jason is just whatever guy you want to put in a suit.
Yeah.
There isn't a fucking
Jason and Michael both kind of work that way, in that it's like, well, he's got a mask, so it can be anyone.
Jason especially, though, because Jason changes his goddamn height every fucking movie.
yeah, because, like, even in Jason Takes Manhattan, like, that actor that played Jason is, like,
taller
visibly
fucking
a head taller than him.
Yeah.
But, like, and then, like, in I think it's in, no, not Jason Lives. It's the one with, like, Tommy Jarvis or whatever as a kid. When Jason is, like, running around between the cabins, he's just, like the stuntman playing him is, like, fucking 50. He's just, like, an old man.
Yeah.
He's just running around with an old man walk. So, yeah, you could just have any fucking jackass be him.
Yeah. I guess same for Leatherface, though. Leatherface didn't have, like, 20 movies like these two did.
Yeah.
I just remember having a lot of fun at Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because he's a real goofster.
He's
a real goofster. He's like, I need to get you.
He's so angry.
He's not even angry.
He's kind of angry.
He's just fucking... He just got incest blood. He doesn't know what he's doing.
It makes you angry.
I don't think he's angry. I think he's just like a little goofster. He's like, they told me to do it.
Incest blood makes you angry, dude.
Because he's got like the funny little incest family. They're real fucking like, they're supposed to be like scary or whatever, I guess. But for me, they're just like fucking comedy relief.
Yeah, people are
like, kill.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I know that all of these like old like 70s horror movies were like terrifying back in the day, but.
Yeah, because they saw a train coming at the screen and they thought it was going to come towards the theater.
Yeah, I just can't be
bothered. And so you put a fucking, like, guy with a chainsaw on there, they're like, oh my god! Oh, he didn't get me.
Like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre was, like, scary because it's like, oh, it's so real. Like, I guess.
What if there was an incest house?
Yeah, I guess you couldn't, I guess it really couldn't have occurred to you that, like, an old lady could have killed a teenager in Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Or that her son would grow as a zombie.
Now, that one, I will admit, I would never expect.
That is a scary idea.
I would never expect.
You're telling me a zombie could age?
A
ghost could get jacked?
A kid who drowned a decade back is about to come at me, and he's all grown up now. Little boy's all grows up.
And I'm definitely not afraid of Freddy.
As I said before, I'm not scared of him.
The only reason that Freddy is scary is because nightmares are scary because your brain tells you they are. Not because they actually really are. Because when you tell people about nightmares, they're like, come on, dude, leave me alone. And then while you're saying it, you're like, yeah, that sounds stupid. Why am I afraid of this? So if you told everyone about... That's why no one is interested at all when they hear about Freddy in these movies. Like, a guy was chasing me and he had knives for hands.
Well,
and
yeah,
people are like,
the other
shut
thing,
the fuck up. I don't give a shit.
They're always like, and a group of us parents went to torch him. It's actually like a fucking little girl set him on fire on accident when she kind of shoved him when he was going to murder her. She just like kind of... gave him a slight push, and he fell all the 15 feet backwards
directly into
the boiler.
She, like, bumped into his knee, and he got startled and fell backwards on his own.
Oh, you know in Psycho, the scene where he's, like, falling down the steps, but it's, like, done where he's, like, kind of motionless, kind of, like, drifting, and then, like, it has the camera going down the stairs? It's just like that. But, like, Freddy's just, like, moving backwards into the boiler. He's like, oh, no!
Falling in and the door immediately closing behind him. Just automatically.
Yeah, that's what opens our Miami edition. And then, like, he steps out of a fire, like, in a fire pit in Miami. With just, like, a suitcase and his hat. He's like, hello, bitch!
I'm not really scared of it, bitch. Remember when they made Freddy Afraid of Fire?
Not really, because he didn't seem too scared.
It didn't, yeah. It's weird this idea, like, doesn't stick for anyone, but Jason is afraid of water. But Freddy is, but they're like, they're both afraid of fire and water. We have to use this somehow. And they're like, he spent, like, three movies, like, hanging out in hell for fun.
Yeah.
Why is he afraid of, why would you think
Jason,
he's afraid
like, lives in a lake.
Jason gets out of a lake every
Jason
day.
Jason lives in a lake and then swam to New York.
Jason would do a similar thing of coming out of a lake with a hat and a suitcase. Just like, well, time to start the day.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes down underwater, he hangs up his hat and puts his briefcase down next to it, and then he chains himself up and goes to sleep.
He comes up from the fucking, onto the beach. He has, like, a Guayabara on. He has,
like... undoes his... Like, when he goes to bed, he just puts his chain back on so he can float in water. And like, Yeah, I think,
Yeah, I think we got it.
We pretty much got it.
I think we got it. They're gonna take down Kincaid's, having sex scheme, where he has sex. We're gonna take him down, dude.
We're gonna stop this guy.
We're gonna stop this son of a bitch.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on our holiday episode. A little Halloween extravaganza. What's the name of the movie? Or wait, the show. What are you going to call the show?
That show is going to be Miami Nights.
Mare.
Miami Nightmares. Miami's Nightmares.
Nightmare and Vice.
Nightmare
and Viceland.
Nightmare and Viceland.
That's pretty good.
Nightmare and Viceland. Friday the 13th.
Miami, the town of crimes.
Jason takes Miami.
Nightmare in Viceland. Jason's here too. Nightmare in Viceland. We bring the crew back together.
Yeah, get the crew together.
Nightmare. Chucky. Nightmare in Viceland. Chucky's here, I guess.
Chucky's here, I guess.
Scared. I don't like him. I don't like that little freak. Yeah. So thanks for joining us for Halloween. Happy
Cannibal
Halloween,
Holocaust.
Guys. Huh?
Cannibal Holocaust.
Let's call it Cannibal Holocaust.
Let's call it Cannibal Holocaust.
Thanks for joining us for Halloween. Hope everyone's having a spooky little time.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's Halloween?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fuck, now we have to release this.
Will Who Be Halloween be here to protect me?
I'm sorry, but Freddy killed him first.
Well...
Because it was very easy to scare him. Freddy was like, this will be easy. He's got Who Be chained up. Like, to harvest fear from him. I can just jump out from behind something. That's good enough. That's, like, the same as, like, my hardest scare I've ever done. This has been Television for White People.
This has been...
It was Frights for Vampires.
Yeah, but I was going to say a different thing now.
Oh, okay.
This is... What's it called? This has been Howls for Werewolves.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What does Frankenstein do?
Frankenstein doesn't.
He
kind of
grunts.
Nah.
He moans. He kind of moans.
He makes monsters. Yeah, that's right. The monster
you know
is
what
Frankenstein.
I mean.
The monster is Frankenstein.
The monster is Frankenstein. I thought you were doing the opposite for a second. I was going to challenge you, but no, you're right. The monster is Frankenstein. I'm tired of the shit. Frankenstein is the guy they show up for. The monster. They show up to see the monster.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie.
Listen, And then on top of it, Dr. Frankenstein's the monster too, so either way, I'm right.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure if you make a thing, if you made a living thing, you'd be like, well, I'll give it my last name. He's like my son.
He says, like, you're my father to him at some point.
So it's like, I don't care. Yeah.
He was like Frankenstein.
He was making a person. I'm sorry. I don't think he's a monster. I think he's a person just like us.
I need to be a stickler about this book from the 1800s. That sucks. This shitty book a teen girl wrote in the 1800s. It's like, what if a guy came back to life? Wouldn't that be crazy?
I can't believe you can't let women have anything.
I can't. Look. Listen.
We can't.
Maybe if what she wrote...
We can't stay on this.
Maybe if what she wrote was about Freddy and Jason going to Miami, I feel differently.
Frankenstein walked so Jason could also walk.
That doesn't sound right.
so Jason could stumble around next to a lake.
To all you Kuwaitis out there.
Woo! Oh, was that your werewolf?
Bye-bye.
Oh, I've been Eric.
I've been Levi.
Thank you for joining us for TV for White People. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Eric. Levi.